Activity 1, page 58.
Listen and read the rest of the interview with Grandma Lena.
Please tell us what you used to have for breakfast, Grandma.
Every day, before sunset, my father used to give his first wife, my mother, the necessary amount of millet. Each wife also received her share of sorghum and maize. They used to wash this in a calabash at the river in the evening, and then pound it the following morning at dawn. Oh, we had no alarm clocks in those days, you know. The cock in the farmyard woke us up.
I see. And your cock never overslept?
Never. And it didn't need batteries either.
What happened after the millet had been pounded?
After it had been pounded, it was crushed to get a soft flour, which smelt so nice. After that, handfuls of water were added to the flour, and it was rolled into little balls. Finally, the little balls were cooked to make a porridge, the famous monni. Oh, I still remember that taste.
And there was no bread, no milk?
There was no bread, no butter, and no chocolate either. But we had fresh milk, or sour milk, with the monni porridge. As we didn't use sugar, our mothers used to add some honey to the breakfast.
What did you used to have for lunch? Rice and fish? Yassa chicken?
Sometimes. But it was cooked differently. We didn't use gas stoves, which cook the food too fast. The flavour has no time to develop when you cook on gas.
How did you prepare your meals then?
We cooked our meals over a fire. After we had got fresh fish from the fishermen, we boiled it. The vegetables came from the little gardens we had cultivated behind the huts in the compound.
Wow, so you were really green.
But you didn't have any dessert after your meals, Grandma, did you?
What do you mean? Of course we had dessert. But we didn't need to make it. There were fruit trees in the yard. Mangoes, guavas, papayas. We picked our dessert fresh. There were so many fruits every season that women sold them at the weekly market along the road by the railway.
Grandma, did you also have spaghetti for dinner?
Why? We had good couscous every day.
You used to have couscous every day?
Every day, yes, but prepared differently. Sometimes we had it with meat or with fish. And on other days we had it with peanut butter, cabbage or green leaves from the plant that never dies. And children sometimes used to add fresh milk, which they had collected from the cow sheds, where the herdsmen took care of the cows.
So everything you ate was fresh. I think that is what makes people from your village look so healthy.
Yes, I think so too.